Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today is March the 10th, 2021, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Lloyd, where he will share, well, it's time for you to actually interact with him if you have watched the videos that he's posted on YouTube this week. The topic this week was on anger, but he also has the new Jesus postings as well, and if you'd like to interact with him today, this is our time together. My name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today. But before we hear from him, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Tan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So I'm going to go ahead and let you know. Okay, first I'm going to let you know if you have a question or you'd like to share anything with Alex today about maybe possibly what you've learned or questions you have about his postings, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Or if you are online, you can type in your question, and I will read it to Alex. All right, Alex, it's all yours.
Thank you, Johanna, and welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to be here with you. Whenever you're listening to this, we realize most people don't listen live, but whenever it is for you, I hope you're having a lovely day, and we'll have a wonderful rest of the day. Kind of a general overview, very, very quickly this week. We talked about anger, and that's one of the biggest issues on planet Earth. Probably 50% of all serious crimes are the result of anger. If you eliminate stealing and theft, it's over 90% of all serious crimes are the result of anger based on law enforcement statistics. Anger, when you are not in immediate danger and when someone else is not being hurt, which causes you to have a kind of righteous anger in order to help them, if neither one of those are going on and you experience something in the anger family, it's evidence that you have a wrong goal. And the wrong goal will put you into chronic stress as long as you have that goal. If you're already in chronic stress, as most people are, it will spike your stress as long as you have that goal. So as you're going through your day, when something happens that is not what you wanted to happen, if you experience anger, irritation, frustration, resentment, bitterness, overwhelmed, in some cases anxiety, but anxiety is a little bit different. But if you experience any of those in the anger family, you can just take it to the bank. You have a wrong goal that never should have been a goal, and that wrong goal is spiking your stress right now. And for hours and probably even day to day, week to week, as long as you keep that goal, all right? And that's wonderful research out of Harvard University. Dr. Dan Gilbert was also a best-selling book. And I had – anger was my biggest issue as a kid. And so I know this one well. And it will – it will ruin your day. It will ruin a relationship. It will ruin your career. It can ruin anything that it is attached to. So if you have an anger issue, you have a glass ceiling on your life until you heal that. And I will tell you that for over 30 years, I've been working with people who had anger problems, and I have never seen one that could not heal, and I believe that's true of yours as well. So just imagine your life without anger. if you have an anger problem, or if you are in relationship with someone who has an anger issue, imagine your relationship if that anger issue wasn't there. And I absolutely believe that that can happen. And for a lot of people, happens pretty painlessly and quick. So that was the topic this week. But I did want to share one other thing, just sort of a news item. The Healing Codes turns 20 April 15th, a little over a month from now. And for probably the first 10 years especially, I can't count how many times I was written up as a quack, I was made fun of, I was ridiculed, I was mocked, laughed at. I mean, just fill in the blank there. It had to be easily 100 or 200 times by different people over those time periods. And some of those things were even done publicly. I'm thrilled to share that to date, and I think all of these have been in the last 5 years, there have been 5 university-controlled, clinical, randomized, double-blind studies published in peer-reviewed journals about the Healing Codes. And those 5 studies cover about 12 different issues: depression, anxiety, stress, chronic illness, pain, headaches, relationships, and even some more serious health concerns. And every one of the studies found not just a significant difference in doing the Healing Codes, but a very dramatic significant difference, a huge, big difference. And the reason I'm sharing this is because most of those people who that first 10 years made fun of me, mocked me, called me a quack or whatever, the bottom line reason they would use, you know, once we got to a certain point in the conversation, is, well, anybody can claim anything. The only thing that matters are clinical double-blind studies, and you don't have any. So, you know, that's the deal. Well, today, as best I can tell, we are the most validated energy psychology, energy medicine modality currently in the world. And this research is very well done, and by any fair-minded academician would be considered evidence that this is not quackery, that this is a very good thing that you should try if you have one of these conditions and would have a reasonable hope that it would benefit you greatly. So I can't really describe the feelings related to that after those years of going through the criticism. And I never got really mad about that stuff. I understood where the people were coming from. There was a time in my life before Hope's depression that I probably would have agreed with him. But going through 12 years of chronic pain with someone you love has a tendency to change your way of thinking sometimes, and it certainly did for me. So anyway, sorry to take up your time, but I just wanted to share that news. Those studies will be posted on our main website at dralexanderlloyd.com, along with a couple of other wonderful published articles by licensed psychologists about the effectiveness of our processes as well. So that's an overview of this week, anger, the deep water. And a little bit of news, too, and sorry to burden you with the news. I'm probably way more excited about than anyone else is about that, but for whatever it's worth. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Well, I'm excited, too. It's really good news. Okay, so if anyone has a question for Alex or you'd like to interact with Alex and you're on the phone, please raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I'll be able to unmute your line. And if you are on the web, please go ahead and type in a question, and I'll be able to read that to Alex. So let's see. We have our first hand up is, I think this is Glenn. Let me open your line, Glenn.
It sure is, Johanna. Hi. Hi, Dr. Alex. Good to talk to you this morning.
Hey, Glenn. Good to hear your voice.
Great. I just caught the tail end, but the research is very exciting. I can't wait to reach it. I wondered if you could comment on the book by a doctor, I think his name is Basil DeKolk, on the body, the Body Keeps Score. It's the number one selling book. It's been in all the bestsellers for about the past year or two. It's always in the top 10, and he talks about, you know, what we talk about here, and he's getting that message out to the world as far as the body keeping score of energy. I don't know if he calls it energy, but of the traumas that we go through, and that just normal talking isn't enough. I think that would be valuable research, and that would help in your, you know, in the verifications that you're doing. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, and that's very exciting to me, and I agree with you 100%. But I will say that he's not the first. The first I've ever heard of in relation to that. Well, of course, Freud was the first who said that these emotional, basically traumatic issues can cause illness and disease. And over 3 years of talking about your mother on the couch, he felt like if he got to the issue that was causing the stress, that the disease might heal or get better. And, you know, I'm not a Freud fan, but he was certainly a genius and way out of the box. And I think he also maybe was a top candidate for his own theory. If you know about his personal life, he was pretty messed up at times. And then after Freud, Dr. Reike Hamer in Europe, who took 6,500 last stage cancer patients who were sent home to die, hospital said, "We've done everything we can do. All we can do now is make you comfortable." And Dr. Hamer treated over 6,500 of those, and over 6,000 recovered. And his theory was that all illness and disease comes from what he called a conflict shock experience, which is basically just a trauma. And so his treatments, and that when that trauma occurs, you get a lesion on your brain, a literal physical lesion on the brain. And he did tens of thousands of CAT scans to validate that, and it was true. And so his treatment was to resolve the trauma and the lesion on the brain. And when that happened, the cancer typically went away. And for that, he was put in jail for practicing unauthorized medicine and I think eventually run out of Europe by the medical establishment.
Are you aware of the technique that he used?
Well, what he did was called the German New Medicine, and that is still very vibrant in Europe today. They have carried on that work even without Dr. Hamer, and I was actually contacted by the German New Medicine years ago, and they told me that their go-to procedure for resolving the trauma, and that it worked better than anything they had found to that point, was the healing codes. So, yes, I am a little bit familiar.
Great. That's
but,
great.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful book you're talking about, wonderful research, very important. building on the shoulders of giants. I'm not one of them, but on the shoulders of giants.
So you do the work that you're doing to bring this out. I feel is groundbreaking work, and I think you deserve all the accolades that you could get for bringing this out, because I'm sure you're getting some blowback too. You know, this isn't accepted easily in medical circles. It's still pretty much opposed. It's just kind of crawling to make progress. But progress is being made, and it's because of, you know, courageous people like you, Dr. Alex, who's not afraid to tell the truth and deal with that blowback, that we're making progress. So I really appreciate you. I know thousands of people really appreciate your work. That's what I'm doing on the calls here every week, just wanting to support all the good things that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. To be honest with you, I feel so blessed and lucky to wake up every morning and get to do what I do and call it work. So, you know, one side of the story is, you know, the criticism that people have had for me, but that's really been a very minor thing. The general experience I've had meeting so many wonderful people like you, Glenn, like Johanna. I mean, there's just hundreds of thousands of them all over the world. Wonderful people. And that's probably the biggest thing I've learned from lecturing around the world for the last 15 years, is there are wonderful people everywhere.
Yeah. My last thought on this is, I think that we need to create a movement of knowledge of revealing to the world that these things, most of the world doesn't even know that it's possible to deal with trauma, or it's possible to deal with negative thoughts. They have no idea, and I
That's
believe
right.
in our lifetime,
That's right.
if we could,
but you know
we
what?
Could bond together.
But you know what, Glenn, it's changing fast,
yeah.
and you probably heard me say this, but the Healing Codes turns 20 years old April 15th, and when I first started, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and if I went to California to teach, which I did quite a bit, and told people what I do, they would say, oh, that's cool, where can I find out more about that? If I told people where I live in Nashville what I did, it was a completely different story. I mean, it would be kind of like, oh, that's really interesting. And then they'd change the subject real quick and have this weird look on their face. But today in Nashville, Tennessee, if I tell someone what I do, they say, oh, that's really cool. How can I find out more about that? So you are correct, but it's changing rapidly. And a lot of it is
well,
the younger. A lot of it is the younger generation, the teens and 20s. Man, they've adopted energy into their regular everyday vocabulary in a way that we never have. I mean, they talk about it all the time. You've got good energy, or I'm sending you some love energy, or you know, stuff like that. For the young people, it's in their daily vocabulary. They most of them don't have an issue with it at all.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing in my neck of the woods here in LA, just promoting energy and energy in my healing practice too. So I think it's so important that we bond together and just keep this message out. That's why I support you every week and buy everything you have, and just want to do everything I can to help you get the message across.
Well, thank you, Glenn, and I'm here to support you, too, and you're exactly right. I agree with you 100%, but the word is getting out.
That's great to hear.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Alex.
Thank you. Johanna?
All right. So we have our other caller who you could probably guess who it is. I'm going to unmute her line. Marilyn?
Yes, good morning. Hello, good afternoon. Very pleased to hear that because, I've always known it worked. I mean, you know, I had tried quite a few before the healing codes came into my life, and it was the only one and still is the only one that makes the changes for me and does the healing, you know. But I'm also very pleased to have that scientific, because there are people who, you know, I've been told I'm up the devil and it's spiritualism. And,
can I interrupt, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Just for a second, I apologize, but I'd forget
this
if I didn't say it. What you just said, people saying you're of the devil, I haven't counted, but I bet over 20 years I have had at least 100 churches, pastors, elders, whatever, who basically thought I was the Antichrist and would forbid anyone from their church for having anything to do with me. And we've had our coaches, our trained coaches, thrown out of churches for that exact thing. But whenever, and I bet I've done this at least 75 times, whenever I've said, okay, I totally respect what you're saying, but can we just sit down at a table with a yellow pad and a pen and the Bible and see what it really says and what it doesn't say and overlay what I'm doing onto that, okay? At least 75 times I've done that, probably each time an hour and a half to 3 hours. And to this day, knock on wood, after doing that, I have never had one single person say they still had a problem with it. Now, a lot of them said, my church isn't ready for this. And most of them said, well, can you help me with my gallbladder now? You know, something like that. But not one of them, after I explained it, looked at what the Bible really said, what it didn't say, not one has still had a problem with it. So, because that's one, when you said that, Marilyn, a minute ago, that's one we've had a whole lot, and not just me, but our coaches too.
Yeah. Yeah, and also me told it only works because I believe it works, and what I'm feeling is a placebo effect. That was the other one I was told. Yeah, very interesting video this week, and actually took me back to my growing up, because in my growing up, being angry was a sin. And
yeah,
if I got angry,
me too.
Then I got punished, and I look back and I could see that what I did, I suppressed, but what I did, I cried. When I probably would have got angry, I cried, because crying didn't get punished. I got called names, but I didn't get punished.
Right.
And so when I healing codes first came into my life, that's where I did a lot of my healing, because I was told I was too emotional. The healing that I received in those first years, I didn't cry. When I got stressed, I didn't cry. But I've also realized, listening to this video, I probably still do quite a bit of suppressing about anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I have started to heal is all the wrong goals I have about not being angry.
Right.
All the wrong goals I have about other people not being angry, all the lies and beliefs and limiting
right.
beliefs I have about myself when I get angry. And it really, you know, really, I feel because I always sort of could hear in my voice there was an underlying anger tone there. Even though I probably sounded normal to other people, in my own voice, I could hear this undertone of anger, and I don't have as strong a sense of that. I did erupt, and funny enough, when I erupt, I swear. I know when I'm angry, really, really
uh-huh.
angry, because I swear. Not that
mm-hmm.
I want to, but I just, it's just how it comes out. So,
yeah
very grateful for this one. One other sort of memory that came up, which one of the stories in the Bible is where Jesus throws the money lenders and the merchants out of the temple and he's angry.
Right.
And my father would preach on this, but he never said, it was wrong for Jesus to be angry. And I guess my thoughts were, well, hang on, you know, it's okay for Jesus to be angry, but not for me to be angry. Because my father never preached it from that point of view. It's like he never said, well, Jesus should have found another way to get them out without getting angry. That was my thoughts and feelings. But listening to your video, that's what you would refer to as a righteous anger?
It absolutely is. I believe Jesus was angry about something that would make God angry, which was people using a house of love and a house of prayer and a house of forgiveness and helping people deal with pain for profit, and not just profit, but usury profit, which, and usury means it's a ripoff. Where there should be, you know, 5% interest, they're charging 40% interest. That's usury. And as best I can tell from both talking to scholars and studying myself, that's what was going on in the temple that Jesus reacted to. It was turning a house of peace into a house of profit.
The other question that sort of come up for me, you talked about self-murder, and which is self-destruction. Is that because we don't love ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. And typically that is because we have not been loved, or at least loved the way we needed to be, or we have one or more traumas that are skewing our perception. Sometimes when you have a major trauma, your life has been 99% good, but then after this trauma, until it's resolved, it's like you see 99% now through the trauma, and so it's like you're looking through gray or dark colored glasses all the time, and it doesn't matter that your life was 99% positive. This one was so big and shook you up so much, that's all it took to create a tipping point. And now you've tipped over to fear until that's resolved. So, yes, that's my two cents on that.
Yeah, that actually brings up a question because when you have a memory that is not an actual physical memory, it's a memory because someone told you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, this is making me emotional.
No, that's okay.
My mother told me she never wanted me.
Yeah.
I was never actually aware of that growing up.
Uh-huh.
How does the fact that someone tells you something is different to you? And I have another memory which seems to come up as my great auntie Mary. I was a very slender child, and she told my mother I was too skinny. And yet I look at my photographs, and I'm no skinnier than my sister. And those two memories, which are not my own physical memories, seem to have still create a stress for me. I think with my mother, it's a rejection. Maybe with my Auntie Mary, it's also a rejection. I came on the call yesterday and I actually felt emotional during the rejection more than I did the anger.
Huh. You know, you probably heard me talk about or read in one of my books about the lady with the popsicle memory who worked on Wall Street. And the memory that she said had ruined her life was 5 years old at lunchtime, and her mother, with a very positive tone of voice and body language, as best she could remember, said, "Honey, your sister's already had a good lunch. When you have a good lunch, you can have a popsicle too." And that's the memory that had ruined her life. And the mom did nothing wrong in that memory, but it was through the eyes of a five-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. So what was the deal with her at 5 years old? Why was that such a big deal? because we have an inherited thing built into us that our mom and dad are supposed to love us unconditionally, even if no one else ever does. And so it's just there. I mean, call it evolution, call it God, but it's there. And it's there in just about everyone I've ever seen. It was there for me, most of the people I've worked with. And so a memory like that where your mom didn't want you, that comes across to the heart the same way as mom doesn't love you, which is one of the two most devastating things you could ever hear. The other one, dad doesn't love you. So I would expect that to be a huge issue to you. And what I would say is that the way to think about that, which I believe is the truth, I would never advise thinking about something in a way that wasn't true, is that that is not your issue. It is your mom's issue. And so you should give it back and say, hey, I love you as my mom. I thank you for all the good stuff you did for me. You did some bad stuff too. I forgive you for that. But you not wanting me has nothing to do with my value or worth as a person. That was 100% your issue, and so I'm giving it back. That does not belong to me. That's yours. And I believe that's true, Marilyn. That has nothing to do with your worth as a person. That was your mom's issue.
Thank you. I've sort of healed it more from the point is I felt it was my fault that she didn't want me.
Which is never true. It's actually impossible for that to be true.
Yeah, when you think about it, yeah. Yeah, sort of just the question, though, is if mother had never, because I was probably a teenager when she told me that.
Uh-huh.
If mother had never told me.
Probably the worst time she ever could have told you.
Yeah. If she had never actually said, because I said I wasn't necessarily aware that she felt that.
Uh-huh.
If she had never actually said it.
Yeah.
Does it still be an issue? Because if she said to me, it wasn't until she was going to the hospital and sort of resigned herself to the fact that, yes, she was going to have this baby and she had to accept that she was having this baby. That's how she put it across to me. So if I'd never been physically told that.
Yeah.
How does it make a difference?
It does. There's an ancient manuscript and a scripture, though, that says that the spirit in me testifies to the spirit in you. And so I believe while that would have changed it, there would have still been an issue because you would have sent something even if you could never identify what it was. So in a way, it's probably better that she told you than for you just to sense something's not totally completely right here, or it's 99% unconditional love, not 100. It may be better that she told you rather than you just sense something. But yeah, it does change it when you're told that. And if I were advising your mom, I probably would have advised her not to share that because that was her issue, not yours. But if you're going to, wait till she's 30 or something and is better equipped to handle that.
Mm.
And by the way, I was an accident. It wasn't, my mom said it wasn't that I wasn't wanted, but my mom was told if you have another child, you will die. She had a medical condition, and so she and my dad took steps so that she could never become pregnant again, and she became pregnant anyway with me. And of course, it was a big deal because my mom thought, okay, I've got 9 months, 4 months, 2 months, a week to live. So I had not quite the same thing, but some issues around those kind of things too. But yeah, that's not your issue, and so do not take ownership of it as your issue. That's the key.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate this because you can get yourself locked into a way of thinking, and then when you share it, and particularly with yourself, then it gives you a whole different point of view.
Right. Absolutely. All right.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I loved your shirt on this call. You probably don't remember because I know you're
doing the Hawaiian one?
The white one. With the black, the white with the black patterns on it. I love that one.
Well,
as soon as I saw it, I went, oh, I love the shirt.
I appreciate
I love the shirt.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Marilyn.
All right, Johanna?
Okay, we don't have any other hands up, Alex. Let me just check really quick. I guess that's going to be it for today.
Okay, well, remember, you do not have to be here. You can email us your question. We'll answer it, post the recording, and you can listen to it anytime you want. And if you get a chance, go to our site, Dr. Alexander Lloyd, and check out those university double-blind published studies validating our processes. And that's it for me.
Okay. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
All right, so we're gonna. I'm gonna have a few minutes here. If any of you would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, please go ahead and raise your hand. And go ahead. I'm sorry, I just had to lower all the hands. So if you wanted a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, go ahead and star 2, and that'll raise your hand again. Okay, and I see you, Marilyn, so I'm opening
Thank
your
you.
Line.
Thank you. Yes, I think I would like a trilogy for what Alex just said, this is not my problem, to give it back to my mother.
Okay.
Because she didn't want me. It's a grief, I feel.
Yeah, okay. We'll get that one. Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This grief issue.
This grief issue.
Okay, good. Okay, it's really ready to heal, so let's go ahead and do this.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, minute number one, we're going to start with the eyebrows and tap all the way down to the side of the hand, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to collarbones.
Yep.
Chin.
Uh-huh.
Under the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to side of the hand.
Yeah.
And middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we're going to go to under the eyes.
Yeah.
And sore spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number 2, healing code. Both hands below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands, brain stem.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand, high bridge. Right hand, below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number 3. We're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to come back to the base.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it there for a few seconds, and then slide all the way up to the throat.
Uh-huh.
Then down to the heart.
Uh-huh.
Down to the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Back up to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
back up to the throat,
mm-hmm.
up to the forehead,
mm-hmm.
slide down to below the belly button,
mm-hmm.
then down to the base,
mm-hmm.
and then move slowly up, pausing at each center.
Mm-hmm.
You can go all the way over to the top of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's do the healing code again.
Yep. Yeah, I add them into all my healing now as well as the ones I get from you. And I really do
Good.
Feel having that extra one, it does seem to just put more energy into it.
Yes, it does.
Mm.
It does.
Mm.
Great.
Thank you very much for this one.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Joanna. God bless you, too.
All right. Anyone else on the phone, if you would like to get a code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. We still have a few minutes, and I'm happy to help you with that. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And I do encourage all of you to go online and look at those studies that Alex was talking about. We are so excited about it. I'm going to be posting those on my website, too, because it's just finally, we have this validation from the scientific community about proof that this works. And I'm just so excited about it. So, okay, I think that's going to be it for today. I want to thank you all for being here. We'll meet you again next week. God bless.